The Major. Major Livingstone, his name. A man who battled demons from the trenches of our small western town. As children, we fell in behind him, foot soldiers who sniggered at his muttered commands. The Major searched the sky for shrapnel, right hand raised to shield his eyes against what might come. We imitated his salute and stalked him along razor-wired ditches to the domain. Here he gave orders to prepare, to be ready to breach enemy lines. We saw Spitfires and fighter planes on the horizon behind Knockmah, ducked down to save our lives. My father told us he had shell shock, but we didn't understand. When he asked for the London Times in our grocery shop, a special daily order for the Major, he intoned our enemy's vowels. For Sunday Mass, he dressed well, tweed jacket, Crombie coat and Trilby hat. But when the priest droned on too long, the Major's command reached the altar. Wrap it up now, wrap it up, wrap it up. Later, I saw him on the bridge below our town. Tweed jacket flapping, Trilby askew. Almost did not recognize him. He raised his large white handkerchief, heaving and sighing. And it was then I knew.